I started in March, and it took me to the end of April. Every day, 5 days a week, I was taking dictation.
And you knew, you had a good idea of the scope of the invasion you were working on.
I had no idea that it was going to involve every country, every army, every type of battle plans, ships, planes, men, what the casualties were expected. It was mind-boggling.
Did you ever get a chance to meet General Eisenhower in person?
Once, just once. Because you see, I was a corporal. I'm not one that goes around and sits in anybody's office. But the day that we finished the typing and it was all put together, these five men came in and they said, "Would you like to go with us when we present this to the general?" And I said, "Yes." So we walked upstairs, handed it to him. He looked at it, he looked at me, and he said, "Do you know what you've typed?" And I said, "Yes, sir. These are your plans that you're going to use for the invasion of France." And then he said, "Do you know that you have a brother over here?" Now, here's a man with hundreds and hundreds of men under his jurisdiction. He knew who I was and that I had a brother over there, which I hadn't seen in 3 years. Because we had APO numbers, and that didn't tell you where they were. And I didn't know he had come to England. He said, "Your brother is with General Patton's 3rd Armored Division in Salisbury, England." And he said, "Here's a pass. You're going to go and spend the weekend with him."
Is this something you think about every day? Every day now when you wake up, you think, "I'm Helen Denton, who prepared the memo for the invasion of Normandy."
No. Because I didn't tell a single soul what I did until 50 years later. It was a secret that I knew I had to keep because of what the FBI told us. And I never told my husband, I never told even my roommate what I was doing, and I never asked her what she was doing because all of us were doing top secret work. And it wasn't until we were celebrating the 50th anniversary that I just happened to mention to a girlfriend. You know, girls were involved in D-Day, too, and I told them what I had done. And that's the first that the secret came out.
In the years since, how has your role in helping to prepare the plans for the invasion of Normandy affected your life?
I have to think of going through the bombing of London. My letters home didn't portray the frightening times that I had, and yet I knew I was doing something very worthwhile. I was in an army at a time when the whole world was watching us. It made me appreciate my life. It made me realize that I wanted to make something of my life, and I have.